He saw the dim form of the captain crossing the level sand, and then, as the moon sailed out from behind the cloud, he saw the white man standing over a black figure that lay motionless upon the sand. Then, Tomkist scrambled up and ran away, plunging down into the hollow of sand that lay in the shadows below. Over the next rise he ran, and down again into the next black hollow, and so on over the sliding, shifting ground, panting and gasping. It seemed to him that he could hear footsteps following, and in the terror that possessed him, he almost expected every instant to feel the cold knife blade slide between his own ribs. So he ran on like one in a nightmare. His feet grew heavy as lead. He panted and gasped. His breath came hot and dry in his throat. But still he ran and ran, until at last he found himself in front of old Matt Abrahamson's cabin, gasping, panting, and sobbing for breath. As he opened the door and dashed into the darkened cabin, for both Matt and Molly were long ago asleep in bed, there was a flash of light, and even as he slammed the door shut behind him, there was an instant peal of thunder. The doors and windows of the cabin rattled as though a great weight had been dropped upon the roof of the sky. Tom confides in Parson Jones. Then Tomkist crept to bed, trembling, shuddering, bathed in sweat, his heart beating like a trip hammer, and his brain dizzy from that long race of terror through the soft sand. For a long, long time he lay awake, trembling and chattering with nervous chills, and when he did fall asleep, it was only to drop into horrible dreams. Then came the dawning of the broad daylight, and before the rising of the sun, Tom was up and out of doors to find the young day dripping with the rain of overnight. His first act was to climb the nearest sandhill and to gaze out toward the bay where the pirate ship had been the day before. It was no longer there. Soon afterward, Matt Abrahamson came out of the cabin. He called to Tom to get a bite to eat, for it was time for them to be away fishing.